back. It's time to rewind.
Well, it's been a huge week with Tenya and Steve, one in which Mark Hughes was after a certain player to join his celebrity team at the MHF All-Stars game this weekend.
Felt like the team was missing something. We needed an enforcer, a match winner, someone that can talk but is intimidating. So, yeah, I was looking for all these traits and I couldn't find it. So I needed a plan B.
Yeah.
Oh. I need Steve Graham in my team.
Yes! Oh, no.
Steve, you're in.
This is going to be embarrassing.
Really nice support there, Tenya. Hey, we're going to hear more about this game soon. But first, let's start with Steve finding out that Tenya forgot her hubby Mike's birthday.
Just made contact 5 minutes ago.
Yep.
We even had a huge conversation this morning, bouncing around.
Oh, easy.
I'll bounce.
Tenya.
What?
Tenya. Easy. All right. Well, at least we've established you're giving him a birthday present.
No, I mean, you know, when you're up and you've both got...
I don't think there's anything more you can say. Yeah. While we were bouncing around for his morning birthday, I forgot to say happy birthday. I think now that you've explained that more clear, he's okay. He's fine, mate. He's probably having a cigarette.
No, you... No, what I meant was we were both up. We both had to get on with our day, so we were a bit, you know, up, bouncy.
Again, it's getting worse. Shake it, break it, make
it bounce. Okay, so not only did Tenya forget hubby Mike's birthday on Monday, Steve also learned this week that Michael wants to get a motorbike. Actually, after you hear this, he may have changed his mind already.
I did say to him yesterday, look, I have done a bit of research, and I said the good thing is you can get helmets these days where even though I'm on the back of you, we can still talk. And there was dead silence. And he said to me, are you sure you wouldn't like to get your own bike?
Let's get some more details about the Mark Hughes Foundation All-Stars footy game, which Steve has been roped into playing this weekend. Much to Tenya's delight.
Rattle through the people that are on up on the team you want me in.
I want you to run off Butts and Sarge.
Right.
Matt and Kirk Gidley's there, Billy Peden, Big Craig Smith, Jeremy Smith.
This is going to be embarrassing.
Yeah, it is for those guys. I'm a great footy player. Mark, you're talking to a bloke who drinks too much and smokes a pack of a day. You don't need me on a field. The last time I ran the length of a field, I was carrying a TV and running from sirens.
Oh, he was there and then he was gone.
The male contraceptive pill was back in the spotlight this week and it got Tenya and Steve really thinking about it.
What are your thoughts? Would you take it? Well, could you be trusted to take it?
I'd get something better than male contraception.
What's that?
I'm over 50.
What does that mean?
He doesn't do it anymore.
It's like playing snooker with a piece of rope. Is that what you mean?
No.
No?
You know what I'm going to do, Tenya?
What?
I'm going to let you hang with that one. And I'm going to let you hang for a long time. Because, no, that's not what I meant. However, having said that, perhaps I'll get it out of the rack on the weekend.
Welcome back to Snooker.
Unlike Steve, Lachie Fitzgibbon is a professional football player for the Knights. And Tenya questioned Lachlan on a super exciting round of footy coming up next weekend.
Game of Thrones round.
Game of Thrones round.
Can't wait.
Can't wait.
What are you going as? The Red Queen?
I don't know if we're allowed to dress up.
Might have to
put a word into Brownie.
No, that makes perfect sense to me, Lachlan, that you would run on the field as the Red Queen.
I think it'd be awesome.
Here he comes, everyone. Their big second row.
And winter is coming.
Okay, back to our Steve playing footy in the Mark Hughes Foundation celebrity game this weekend. Tenya, can you just check in and see how Steve's preparation and training is going? Because we've had some reports of him training around the Mayfield area.
Yeah. And I was running going, okay, well, I'm puffing, but I can get through it.
Suddenly it was getting easier and easier. And I'm going, all right. Suddenly the neighbours were coming out. I'm going, hey, go on, yeah, just training for the game. Go, Steve. Good luck, Steve, they yelled.
Yeah. Then I went just past Mayfield East, and I'm like, this is just before, you know, 3 o'clock, and they're all coming out. Hey, kids, get up. Going right. Good on you, kids. And then suddenly they all came in behind me.
Oh.
We're running down Ingle and then we come across.
Oh.
I got the kids behind me, neighbours behind me, cats and dogs running with me.
Right.
Got to Dengle Park, up those steps, because there's only three of them, up those steps, and then just bounded around like Rocky. I'm going, hey, the kids were cheering, Tenya. Oh, what an afternoon. So I am seriously looking forward to this game now.
Yeah. You really didn't train, did you?
Pretty much watched Netflix most of the afternoon.
I was going to say, how disappointed were you when you realised it was just a dream?
Yeah, it was a bloody good one, though.
And finally, let's finish this Tanya and Steve week with a bit of good old-fashioned pub talk.
Tanya.
What?
Permission to be blokey, Steve, for a minute.
All right, go on then.
Just a minute.
Okay.
And I'll go back to, you know, equal opportunity and all that.
I need you to expose a little bum crack if you're going to be blokey.
Hang on. There you go.
There, that's pretty.
Park your bike there.
Needs a trim, but keep going.
Elizabeth Hurley has recreated her iconic safety pin gown 25 years after the original. Oh. If any man is going, I don't remember that, then you don't remember being a man. I'm about to show Tanya. Poor thing, just looks horrible.
Oh, my God.
She's still stunning.
You can take your photo and shove it.
Yeah.
Your hairy clacker.
Yeah. I do believe, Risey, that she just said hairy clacker on the radio.
Hairy clacker. Yes, she did, Steve. And on that note, Uncle Steve and Auntie Tan want you to have a great day at school, kids. Yeah! That was Risey's Rewind.
So, Newcastle, Tanya and Steve for breakfast. Chip, 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 chip,